Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You get home field advantage, at least in the divisional series. There's one major negative to falling to number two, besides potentially not having home field against Cleveland. You would be matched up in the American League divisional series with the Houston Astros. I don't think you want that.
I don't think you're scared right now.
That's it. Tiki, you notice this? I've noticed it really only from two guys here, Loogie and Evan.
Look. Yeah. I don't think the Yankee fan is fearing that.
No, some Yankee fans are.
No, we don't really care about the Astros.
They're fearing it because they haven't seen it yet. But I don't think they think that the Astros are better. So many years over the last, I don't know, how many, 5 or 6 or 10, you felt like the Astros are just better. You've even said this, right?
Well, they've always had home field advantage.
They've always had home field advantage. They've always, you know, won on the road and at home because they were better. The Yankees are better this year, period. So I don't think the fan fears it like they had in previous years.
I think it should. I mean,
why?
Because you haven't beaten them.
Okay,
and don't give me games in March, bro.
What does that mean?
What means in the postseason, they have been.
Because the Houston Astros have been so good.
Well, it's not only that. They know how to win in October.
Evan, we haven't beaten the uniform.
They have a new manager. They have a ton of new players.
Is Jose Altuve still there?
So what? You're giving me the two guys.
Is Alex Bregman still there? Is Justin Verlander, despite his struggles, still there?
But you're naming guys that are not the same.
Please don't name Verlander.
Yes.
What? Why can't I name Verlander?
And I barely name Altuve at this point, too. We don't care about them. You guys, Met fans, can keep hoping and promising for this thing.
It's not about Met fans.
It is, Evan, because Yankee fans aren't talking about it. It's only the Met fans that keep going. Have you paid attention to the Astros?
Enough. It's one thing to not fear them.
Yourself.
It's another thing to say you don't care about them. By the way, you've also lost to the Rays and the Red Sox and a lot of other teams in October. So you should probably care about, you know, I don't know, beating every team.
We
but
do.
The Astros own your ass. And the idea that you beat them in April where nobody cares about that at this point,
but that's the point
is ridiculous.
Movie.
It's false fake guy bravado. This is the Giants bravado that you normally have, you don't have right now. You are now transporting it over to the Yankees.
Oh, no.
For you to overlook the champions that have beat you multiple times is ridiculous.
Yes.
Based on what?
But it's not even overlooking him. It's just the idea of...
You said you don't care about him.
No, it's not that you don't care about him. It's just...
There's no fear. Like
the fear isn't the same, especially when you bring up Justin Verlander. Bring up, I don't know, Framber Valdez, right?
Well, they can't hit lefties, so fair enough. Framber Valdez.
Right, or Ronel Blanco, right? Justin Verlander's pitched at the 5.2 ERA.
Yeah,
right,
but, but he's also got the October experience.
I know what you're saying, but
like, that matters. Yeah, you can't just throw that away.
He's also 41 years old.
Okay.
He's clearly not the same player.
Hey, but it's different in October. No, you know that.
Evan, and this is not going to be a slight on the team, I'm going to say. I will be equally as nervous when the Yankees play a playoff series versus the Astros as I would the Kansas City Royals this year, and that's just natural playoff nerves. This year, I could promise you, I consider myself a good Yankee fan. There's no extra added, oh my God, please avoid the Astros.
Would you rather
it doesn't exist this year.
Play them earlier or later, or does it not even matter?
Doesn't matter. Whoever we got to get through, we're going to get through regardless.
Huh? Wow. You think that's fake bravado, Luke?
Oh, I think it's sports muscles. We know Sean has that. The idea that you are dismissive of the Houston Astros. By the way, I'm not saying this. Evan's not saying. I'm not saying the Yankees can't beat them. You absolutely can beat them. You have Juan Soto now to help out Aaron Judge because Lord knows he doesn't in October. So you have help now. You have help. But this idea that you're just like going to walk over them, there's only one team you could say that about. It's the Twins. You cannot say that about Houston.
We'd all be in agreement about that. And you said something earlier, Tiki, that the Yankees are better. The Yankees, over the course of the 150 games they've played so far, have been better.
Yeah.
But not over the last 80. I mean, the Astros have been a better team for more than half the season. Yeah. They have risen from the dead. Yeah. You guys thought you killed him,
except
and he's back.
They got swept by the Reds. They lost a series to the Oakland.
Oh, so you want me to bring up what the Yankees have done?
No.
They lost to a lot of mediocre teams, too.
Also, you keep focusing on, what they've done versus the Astros. I'm just throw a couple names at you. Jason Dominguez.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Volpe, who you were just trashing, but he plays well defensively. Austin Wells. Little fella named Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I just named almost half the Yankee lineup who's never once played in a playoff series versus the Astros. It's not the same team.
Well, 2022, you could have said that about 2017.
Luis Gil starting a game. Clark Schmidt starting a game.
2022, you could have said the same thing about 2017. Great.
With Hicks out there?
Yeah.
Right, come on. Evan, look, you Met fans.
You're just trying to get a ride.
No, I completely disagree with you guys.
I think it's a cute effort.
I don't think, in fairness, and I'll put a poll up. Actually, I'm not going to put the poll up. Sean is. I think you don't have the pulse of Yankee fans. I think you guys are wrong about that. I know you want to turn it into, I'm a hater. I'm not a hater. I think that a lot, I want to say most, because I don't know most. I think a lot of Yankee fans don't want to deal with the Houston Astros and would rather not face them. In fact, I don't want to do it because I know you would accuse it of not being real because I'm a Met fan. Sean, I want you to go on your social media account and I want you to ask your fellow Yankee fans what they think of the Houston Astros. I think you're going to be surprised by the results.
He's going to pull a Craig where he's going to word it in a way that gets him the votes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Loogie will word it for you. You have to agree to that, Sean. Loogie's going to word it for you.
I'm already posted.
No, you...
I wasn't listening. I was posting it. You want to hear it? What did you say?
I said you're going to pull a Craig where you hoodwink people. You're going to basically manipulate the poll so that you get votes.
I'll tell you what I said.
By the way, before you say anything, let me just say stay tuned for Baseball Not in New York. It's presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY because Jed's game plan is coming on at 6 o'clock. So we were on a little bit earlier on TV. We're off a little bit earlier. Tomorrow we'll actually be live at SNY and we'll be on TV for all 4 hours. So we'll see you then. How'd you word it, Sean? You got to turn your mic on.
Sorry. SNY was talking to me. All I said, sorry, because I was doing the job of asking, Yankee fans, Evan thinks he's cute and funny. Simple question. Do you actually fear the Astros?
I mean, you see, look at the way he worded it.
So,
again,
ask the question.
But that's why we're talking about it. Why else would you talk about this?
Because if I don't word it that way, then it's all Met fans voting. It's the idea of Yankee fans encouraging you to vote.
Met fans voting. Hey, Yankee fans, do you fear the Astros? Why do you have to include me?
Because Met fans follow Sean because he hates on them.
Right. So that's it. So it's a preface to everybody. Let's get in here. Okay?
I actually agree with your preface.
Thank you.
I think it's well written, despite Tommy's shade at you.
You think that's well written?
It is.
It's not well written.
Why is Evan in the... The question.
I should be in the question.
Because you brought it up.
Because that's the whole point. I'm trying to explain to you.
Do you not think the people who follow Sean on social media or you on social media don't listen to your show?
No, I know that.
They know what we're talking about.
But you have to
ask. They're trying to find ways other than calling, which they can't do. Because the line is always busy at 888-808-1019.
Okay.
But it's always busy. So it's easier to engage via X.
I understand that, but when you frame it as if Evan says that, you make it a me versus you thing, and it's not about me versus you.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm the conduit to the question.
No, Evan.
No, it matters.
Is.
It matters because you're a Met fan.
Right.
conducting the question.
The whole point of the question is because I'm telling you, it's because you, the Met fan, are trying to make something that doesn't exist.
Because you're assuming that every Yankee fan follows what you think. That's not true. There are plenty of Yankee fans who, they may want to face the Astros thinking, hey, this is the final boss, we have to beat them, but there is a fear level to it.
Look, I'm just telling you, you guys as Met fans have cooked up this little thing in your head that you're like, oh, yeah, way, if we get knocked out.
I still think you're going to lose the poll.
All right.
Because I think there are enough Yankee fans.
We should direct people on where to go. It's at Sean Morash, S-H-A-U-N-M-O-R-A-S-H.
Is that your social media account?
That is. And while you're there, please feel free to like any and all anti-Saquon content I pumped out over the last 24 hours.
And by the way, you don't have to be, you could be a Met fan, you could be a Padre fan. You just have to have eyes. They've beat you enough to where they've earned that respect. You could bring up all the new Yankees. The Houston Astros still have the players that Evan mentioned before. Altuve still exists, and they've earned the right to get that respect from you guys.
And also, like, I think where you guys missed the boat on this, and I get it, like, this is the battle we always have. Like, you have it too, and I feel bad. Like, well, Tiki said that because he's a Giant and he hates the Jets. You don't hate the Jets, but I get it. We get that. And I don't hate the Yankees, but
anytime,
you don't believe
anytime
it.
Someone brings that up, I tell you, I love Nate Hackett.
Right, but
and
no
I text Robert Saleh all the time.
Oh, do you? You may have to start
Joe Bodingo.
But I'm not saying that as a Met fan. I'm saying it as like a sports fan. If there was a team that you can't beat in any sport, naturally there would be that, boy, I don't want to play that team. We never beat them. Mm. And I don't think Yankee fans are unique to that. Like, Yankee fans have become a lot more like Met, Giant, Knicks fans over the years because they haven't won anything in a while.
I just think
so they have that same fear that, like, we all humans have.
I just think you're missing the pulse of the Yankee fan this year. I think, and I don't know whether it's you and Lugi as Met fans or you and Lugi just, like, working here in sports radio. Mm-hmm. There is just no extra juice this year craving a Yankee Astro series.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.